Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat 10 minutes. What are we calling this? 10 minute
recap slash weekly powwow
slash reconnect. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And so, yeah, so basically this is one of our quick 10 minutes just to talk about what we were talking about earlier this week. So this week, I actually had the pleasure of interviewing Alicia Tatum, who is an Olympic athlete. So she is an Olympian. She was with the women's basketball team in 2012. And and she's phenomenal. And so now she's actually shifted, though, her career from athlete to actually becoming a mentor for young women. And so she is, so she's on this path to basically helping them find their inner champion. And so that's exactly what we were talking about in the podcast this week. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, make sure that you do. You can check out the link below in the comments here. And and she also has a book coming out that she wrote with her sister. Her sister was also on the team with her. They're like this tag team of like awesomeness. And they have a book coming out called The Audacity to Dream. So anyways, what I want to talk to you about though today, Laura, is, you know, because she was talking a lot about like being an athlete and how that really set her up for success and how like the Olympics, they actually have like an Olympic strategy for success. Like, the, you know, like their coaches set them up so specifically, right? To like, to get to that end goal. So they have like visualization techniques. They have very, very specific sort of like routine, et cetera. And it's actually been proven. I'm just checking her name again. So it was Laura Miels, who's a PhD at Ohio State. So she says that athletes are actually more driven because they're driven in sports, they're also more driven for success in regular, like sort of like everyday life goals. And so, and she says that that comes from the fact that they're better at creating goals and milestones. They're really specific about doing that. They're really great at visualization because when you visualize something and you see it and you're like, okay, I can see myself crossing that finish line, and you repeat it over and over again. It's like when you see it, you can believe it, you know? And she also said that it's because they're really great at developing routine, because it's like, they know like every day at like 4 a.m, they're getting up and then they're training at 5, and then they're going to do their training. And then afterwards they're going to work or going to class, and then they're training again after, you know what I mean? Like they have such a specific routine that they follow, and they never diverge from that. So my question to you is, what do you feel about that? Like, I mean, I know for a fact, because you are my bestie, that you have never played any team sports.
No. God, it's like the biggest misconception in like probably, and I'm side note here for a second, probably in like to do about me, is that everyone thinks because I'm an active person that I'm
athletic. You're an athlete. I know.
Or I have athletic abilities. And
I had the same misconception. Yeah.
I do not. Like, my boyfriend is super athletic, and he is like, he's one of these people who anything he does, he's really good at it right away. And I'm like, we went surfing in Costa Rica and I almost knocked myself out. Like, literally I had a borderline concussion because the board smashed me in the face. So like,
well, that's hard though. Surfing.
Totally.
Yeah.
See, that's what I said.
Yeah. But give yourself slack there, sister.
But I have such a respect for athletes. And I think sports, it's something like I wish I was more athletic. And I think a lot of it for me too is just growing up, I was, you know, dealing with weight issues and things like that. So my confidence was kind of rocked early on. So I never really got comfortable with kind of putting myself out there. And I also, I'm not competitive and I don't like letting down other people. So it's kind of for me, like this combination of disaster, but I love athletes. And I love everything that Alicia was talking about this week on the podcast, because you know that I'm a huge believer in the benefits of visualization and athletes do it better than anybody. I mean, like, there was a proven study when when was it? It was like in the 70s when visualization first got introduced
right.
into the sports world. It was the Russian gymnastics team, and they were just killing it. And the Americans couldn't understand, like, why were their athletes so much better? And the reason why they were was because they actually spent less time training and more time doing visualization. So going through the routines in their mind.
Yeah.
So by the time that they got there, they had ingrained it so deep in their subconscious that it was literally just like executing, you know, as long as they could show their body was in shape, it was like their body had already gone through the motions, which I think is just so cool.
Yeah.
I also love sports too, obviously, for the fact that it teaches you how to win or lose and be okay with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people in life, they fail and they quit. And when you are in sports and you're not always going to be number one, and you get told, though, pick up your game next time, you know, you train your brain for that mentality of like, sucks, it didn't work for me this time, let's try it again, try a different mm-hmm. strategy, try again. So I think that everything that she talks about applies not only obviously in sports, but to everyone and everything in life.
For sure. No, and I think that's why I was so fascinated by, you know, our conversation, because I love that she's using this to mentor young women, because I think
totally.
You know, she's doing like a lot of speaking engagements and things like that, and talking to them about, you know, like how to tap in and those and like different strategies for them to tap into their like inner champion and to find a way to like feel really connected to like being successful and what that feels like to them really. Because I think sometimes we can visualize it, we can see it, right? Like you can see like, okay, this is where I want to be. Like in 10 years from now, this is what I want to be doing or whatever. But if you can't feel it as well, if you can't really tap into it deeply, that's where there's like a bit of a disconnect, right? And so I think that being able to do both and being able to teach people how to do both is really important. But I, you know, what you were saying about how like you have so much respect, but I never played any sports either. So all I did was figure skating when I was younger. And, but that was like on my own and I wasn't really that good at it. And I tried really hard, but I just wasn't really good at it.
What are you talking about? You're a gazelle.
No, honestly, I was not. I tried so hard, and I used to figure skate 5 days a week, but I wasn't good. I wasn't naturally that good. I was fast, but I wasn't that good because I wasn't very light on my feet. And that's actually how I cracked my tailbone twice in my life. Twice.
Details,
two times.
Details.
Doing the same damn thing too. Like I healed, I tried it again, I cracked it again. I was like, that's it. And that's when I actually gave up. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this again. I can't not walk again. But no, like it's one of the things though that I really wish as like now in today, I really wish that like my parents would have actually like encouraged me. And I know that it's not their responsibility, but when you're a kid, it kind of is. I really wish that they would have encouraged me to do like some team sports or to get involved in something or have signed me up for like some kind of sport, because I actually think that I probably would have been good, because now when I play sports, I'm actually good. Except for softball, because I'm afraid of the ball hitting me. But that's,
I think going
because
back
I had a bad
to
experience.
Though, like what we were talking about with like Alicia and stuff, like mm-hmm. I love the fact though that she's talking about this in a way that's like you were saying, approaching to young girls and not necessarily just in the avenue of sports, because there are so many young people that A, cannot play sports, or B, their families can't afford. Like sports are expensive.
Oh my gosh.
And
I know.
It's really unfair. Like it makes me really sad for a lot of young people out there that they can't, they don't have that opportunity. You know what I mean? Like they can't be involved in this kind of stuff because it's just not accessible for them. So
for sure.
I do think, and I do believe everything starts with the mindset. So learning the mindset, even if you can't actually do the activities, then you do have so much, you know what I mean? Like you have so much mental strength, which will then translate into physical strength.
Exactly. No, for sure. And I mean, I do think though that, you know, any kind of sport that you can get involved in, whether it's, you know, something that is, you know, competitive or non-competitive, or even if it's just like in your gym class where you go out there and you really put yourself out there, like as a young person, but then even as an adult now, like, you know, for me, I try to like put myself in that mindset of like, training, like even when I'm working out, I try to train like as if I'm training for something. So it's not just like I'm working out to like, oh, to like lose weight or something like that. I try to train like almost like as if I was actually training for like an event. And I know that sounds really dorky, but it's true.
No.
Because It's like, even though I know that I would never run like a mud run or a marathon or something, because I don't like that, like that energy of like that competitiveness, it makes me uncomfortable. I still, if I'm going for a run, I still try to beat my own time. Like I put competition against myself, I guess, essentially. So it's like, I'm putting myself in like the mindset of like being like I'm training for something, and I try to visualize it, and I try to see myself like crossing the finish line and all those things, because I do think, and it has helped my physical game. And then also from an emotional standpoint, it also helps me like feel more connected to like what it is that I'm actually doing. But going back to like the whole idea of like how your mindset affects your success in outside of fitness, outside of sports, what would you say would be like your number one technique that you would say, like, you know, being an athlete or, you know, following the athlete's principles of like either visualization, routine, or like creating goals and milestones, what would you say is like probably like the number one, in your opinion, to like,
that's hard,
to success outside of like a fit? I know.
Because I think that I think all three, I think we do, yeah. You have to do all three, because like I would say, first of all, like say anyone listening right now and they're thinking about, I want to reach a school and I'm not reaching it, you know, or how do I make a shift in my life? I totally believe in visualization so much, but you know, and like you were saying, you can't just visualize yourself, you know, in your dream job or in your dream body. You have to actually feel it. You have to visualize. Like, visualization is essentially like you're dreaming in the present tense almost. It's like that foggy headed, that, because in the laws of attraction, as above, so below, like you will create it in your life. And I think that that is the first step. But then I think just as much your routine is everything, because if you don't have the routine or start to create the routine, then to even be able to believe it is really hard. You know, like if you're like, okay, I want my dream body, let's say, or I want to, you know, I want to reach certain fitness goals. And then you're just thinking about it. Like it so much comes from doing it every single day. Even when you at the beginning think, I'm never going to get there.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just like, but you show up every day and you make it a routine and you make it a habit and you make it consistent. Mm-hmm. And then I also think too, creating milestones. Like I think you got to do all three. Cause I think if you don't have something that you're working towards, and maybe it is that by January 1, that you're going to get your dream, like you're going to quit your job and you're going on your own. You're going to open your own fitness business, let's say. Like, look at all of our fitness and nutrition experts in our FitChix Academy. Like, we talk to them a lot about that. Like, if you're going to transition out of your career and want to get a job in fitness, set a date. Like, non-negotiable, this is the day I'm doing it. Because if not, some reason will always come up why you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I think I agree with you. And it was more like a little test to see if you actually felt like there was one. But I like the way that you explained it in terms of like the three steps, because it really does, they all do go hand in hand and they do kind of flow that way, where it's like, see it, believe it, create it, do it, and then actually like set the date, go for it. You know what I mean? Like it kind of all falls in that sort of linear kind of process if you want it to.
And I also think too, you need to kind of have that triad of all three, because there's going to be days where you can't visualize it. You know, every day is not sparkles and rainbows. There's going to be a day where you're like, what the hell am I doing? There's no freaking way I can do this. But the routine, and having the routine, is what is going to carry you through. You know what I mean? Like, what,
of course,
you get to the day again where you're like, yes, I can see it.
Oh,
or having a milestone is the thing that makes the routine, like, once you know you have the milestone, you're like, I don't want to do it today, but then you're like, I have to, because I got that milestone. So they all, like, they're a triad effect kind of thing.
Definitely.
The trifactor, if you must.
The trifactor of success.
Exactly.
All right, well, with that being said, we're going to wrap this up. Because I think that that's a really great way to end this, because it's really, you know, we were talking about like the mindset of an athlete leading into success, and it really is like those three steps. And so if you haven't had a chance, check out the podcast, the interview with Alicia, and it is in the comments section below, the link, where we're talking about finding your inner champion. So really how to tap into that and her strategies that she actually learned through her Olympic training on how to actually get to that place. So definitely really worth the listen. Check it out. And also, as Laura mentioned, we have our Fit Chicks Academy. We have our upcoming courses coming up. So check us out, fitchicksacademy.com. And then if you want to leave any comments, suggestions, any ways that you personally reach your own, whether it's, you know, shifting your mindset or reaching your own goals or finding your own inner champion, we'd love to hear from you. Any kind of suggestion is always a great suggestion, and we appreciate any kind of sharing. So with that being said, have an amazing week, and we will see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.